want us to ask God to put something in your life today that will carry you through your life. Tell God to put that word you need for the week, for the month, for the year. Tell God to enlighten your eyes of understanding and bring fresh revelation. This church, a tango for every one of you. Thank you, Father. Tell God, I want you to speak to me, just me. In Jesus' name. Father, I humble myself as your servant this morning as I stand before your precious people. I ask that you will use me as your oracle to bring forth before them that simple, sweet food that you have prepared in heaven. Feed them, Lord. They are your sheep. They are your flocks. And I can see that they are hungry. They want to eat at your table this morning. Father, feed them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, Christianity is wonderful. It's meant for us to enjoy. I want to enjoy my Christianity. Give Jesus praise, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have your seat. As I stand here this morning as God's servant, it's so much impressed in my heart by God to let you know who you are, where you are, and what you have. Praise the Lord. If we don't know who we are, we wouldn't know how to carry ourselves about. So I want to know this morning who I am, where I am, and what I've got. Praise the Lord. But before then, I want to thank God for our music group. And I'm really blessed this morning. I just want to encourage every one of you to keep it up. Keep pressing forward. Praise the Lord. I'm sure I'm not the only one that enjoyed their worship and praise this morning. Amen. You can see, I saw a difference in the church today, I must tell you. In the spirit, I saw a big difference. So just keep it up. And for every one of you that lifted your hat and, you know, your hands and your voices to worship and praise God, keep it up. We are going somewhere. If we can continue like this, before you know it, the hospitals are going to be empty. Praise the Lord. Because you're going to find that people are looking for joy. They're looking for healing. And that you can find in the house of God. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 48, if you read through, it says, Mount Zion is the joy of the whole earth. And that's the church. So if you're looking for joy, where should you go? Come to the house of God. Praise the Lord. Now turn with me into the book of John chapter 10. I'm going to be speaking to you from the scriptures. Amen. I'm going to be speaking to you from the scriptures you already know. They are not new, but we need them now. John chapter 10, we're going to study verse 27 to 29. We are going to look at a deep meaning of what God has put in here for you. These were the words that came out from the mouth of Jesus. And Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He was speaking to you and me, his church. Now let's hear what he said. John chapter 10 from verse 27. I read. He said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, I want to stop there first. Jesus calls you his sheep. That's who you are. You are his sheep, and he is your shepherd. Now, look at that connection. Who am I? Who are you? I can confidently tell anybody, anywhere, that I am the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my shepherd. Now, who are you, brethren? I am his sheep. Whose sheep are you? Now, as a sheep, you have a responsibility. As your shepherd is to you, he has responsibility. Now, you're going to look at the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. So when Jesus is saying, as Jesus seen us this morning, what is he saying? Look at my sheep. Now, if you are out in the street, the Lord is saying, that's my sheep. Are you not honored by that? Praise the Lord. That's my sheep. Now, he watches over his sheep. He leads his sheep. Now, see one thing. The next one says, the first one says, my sheep hear my voice. And the next one says, I know them. Now, I hear people say, does God even know that I exist? Don't he see what I'm going through? Now, here tells me that God knows all his sheep. And there is a scripture that says he knows the number of your hair. I know that science and technology has made things very easy. But I want to ask you, how many of you have taken the time and the patience to count the number of your hair? Can you tell me? Now, that's to tell you how much God knows you. He knows everything about you. And let me tell you, you're his sheep. He knows you. It doesn't matter whether you are an engineer, whether you work on the highway as road maintainer or whatever, or whether you are a lawyer. When you stand in the court, brother, you're not alone. When you stand treating patients, you're not alone. You know why? Your shepherd is there with you because he knows you. Now, tell yourself, I am God's sheep. He knows me. He knows me. He knows all about me. He knows what I'm going through. He knows where I'm going. He's my leader. I'm just coming. You're going to see deep revelations today. Now, he says, my sheep hear my voice. This is what I want you to pay attention to first this morning. My sheep hear my voice. Now, he knows you. You are his sheep. But what about hearing his voice? Listen, church. Now, in the Old Testament, people were scared to hear God's voice. And so only the prophet had the key to God's ears and to God's mouth. Now, God speaks to the prophet, and he comes tell the people, thus saith the Lord. So anybody that hears God's voice in the Old Testament will be afraid of death. He thinks he's going to die. If an angel appeared to you in the Old Testament, then you prepare for your funeral. But let's understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament was a shadow. It was just a little bit of what was to come. Now, the New Testament is the real substance. The New Testament is the fullness of God coming to man. So the New Testament, how do I explain this? The New Testament is the fulfillment of what the Old Testament people lacked, what they never had. Look at the New Testament. In the Old Testament, not everybody had the Spirit of God. You know what the Spirit of God does? If he wants to do something, he comes upon one man. And when he finishes, he goes away. But in the New Testament, God says, I will live in you, dwell in you, walk in you. And you know what God said? He said, lo, I'm with you always. I will never. Hey, read your Bible. He said, I will never leave you nor
forsake you. Hey.
Then somebody said, Pastor, when did God start to be with me? From the day you gave your life to Jesus. He said, those that believe in me, I and the Father, will come and make an abode.
Okay. I'm not an Englishman. I'm a visitor to England. Those of you who have been here, abode, what does it mean? Talk to me now. Are you here? Place of what? I'll come to stay. Somebody will say, hey, did I see Jesus? I said, he's there. He's there. That's why you can say, he that lives in me, he that is in me, is greater. When you receive Jesus, he came to live inside. That's why you can be called Christopher, Christopher, Christ bearer. Somebody that carry Christ. You are carrying him. When I drive, I see him in my heart. I see him in my heart. I remember one day I went to preach. There was a company. And in this company, it's a very big company. So they have a lot of Christians. So they invited me for a program. It was a powerful program. And I finished around 2 a.m. in the night. And I was preaching another place the next morning, 8 o'clock. So I had to drive. When we finished, the brethren said, ah, Pastor, sleep. Look, I won't go. Let's celebrate it together. I said, look, I have to go. When I was coming that night, the road was a lot better than what we have in Nigeria today. You know, I was sleeping. I slept. You know what? As I was sleeping on the stairway, I was dreaming that I was preaching. Funny. I was sleeping and dreaming, good dream, that I was preaching. Then suddenly, touch me. I heard somebody just. And then I opened my eyes only for me to see that I've left the road. I was on a high speed, left the road, and into the bush. Me and God laughed over it. I managed and maneuvered my way out. Nothing happened. He just protected me and told me, you see, I knew you were tired. But what am I telling you? God did not travel away from me. He lives in me. He's with me every time, everywhere. Tell yourself, God is with me. When you know he's with you, you'll not be afraid. You'll not be afraid. Just understand this simple revelation. When you say, okay, when you're leading people to Christ, this is what you do. People don't understand this. Say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive my sins, I submit to you. I submit to you. I give you all. Now, Lord, I receive you. Look at it. I receive you as my Savior, as my Lord. Come into my heart. Once you say that, at that instance, he comes in. Because your heart is a house that God made to live in. That's why the Bible says the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, he comes to dwell inside. But all you now need to do is to grow to know him, grow to fellowship with him, grow to understand him, grow to hear his voice. And this is where the church is missing it. They are not studying on how to hear God's voice. Now, this is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Let me take you back there. In the New Testament, the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, which simply means the church is to be led by the Spirit of God. He said, they are the sons and daughters of the living God. So if the Spirit of God is not leading you, you are not the sons and daughters of the living God. So you need the Spirit of God to lead you. So without the Spirit of God leading you, how are you going to survive in this world? How are you going to survive? That's why Jesus told his disciples. You know what he told them? He said, wait until you receive power from on high. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out and poured forth upon everyone. Praise the Lord. Now, how many of you have children here? Okay. If you and I were to stand here this morning, and your child, maybe one of your children, can somebody just tell me any name of your child? Deborah. Assuming Deborah was in that room, and I was to say, Deborah! She will listen. That's not my dad. Who's calling me there? Then let another person come. Deborah, we say, that's not my dad. That's not my dad.
But if you, the mother, will say, Deborah,
yes, mom. She won't doubt your voice because she has been with you. She knows you. She fellowships with you. Now, when you follow God and you know him and you fellowship with him, you will understand his voice. There are times you want to leave your house and go somewhere. The Holy Spirit will tell you, don't go. There are times you want to embark on certain things. He will say, no. There are times you're not even thinking of some things. The Holy Spirit will say, come on. Let me bring your attention to this. This is what you're supposed to do. I want to give you an example. Some years ago, many, many years ago, I was desperate about marriage. I was to marry. And then there was this lady. She was so, look, if you talk carnally, beautiful. From her head to her toe, complete. When she comes to church, my preaching becomes wonderful. Anytime she's not there, she was. Then, God, you know, this is, I was quoting Bible to God. God, this is what your word says. 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 Then God tell me, no way. In my heart, when I think of marrying her, I discover I become sad. This is not sadness from the head. It looked like I'm struggling with something inside. That was the voice of God, not approving what I was going into. Look as if I'm struggling with something inside. That was the voice of God, not approving what I was going into. But, God, who else? Then, when God saw that I was not listening what he was saying in my heart, he now took it to my dreams. I want to share something with you. Because sometimes you say, God, oh, why is God not with me? Why is God abandoning me? God is with you. You are not listening to him. He talks to you. God talks to you. Either we're too much in a hurry, we don't pay attention. Like I tell people, every mistake you have made that caused you regret, check. Before you did that thing, did you not have caution in your heart? You despised it. My sheep hear my voice. I was in a dream. I saw that I was so hungry. And then there was this big tree, beautiful tree, with one fruit ripe. And then, I saw this fruit. I said, hey, I must go for this fruit. Listen. Then there was a big black snake. On top of that tree, the mouth of the snake was by this fruit. And this snake connected down to the tail of this snake. And I saw this girl. Just the way she is, the snake held this girl to the tree. And the girl said, go get it. I said, I must go for this. I don't care whether this snake is here. I must go for this fruit. I went. The snake withdrew. I took the fruit. Hey, I admire this fruit. And the girl said, come on, go for it. I took this fruit. I took a bite. Behold, it was as bitter. I said, "Bah! Are you so? Is this how you are?" I was looking at the gate. I said, "This how you are? God forbid!" Then I opened my eyes. I said, "Oh God, any devil that want to take her from me." God's sheep, God loves you. He wants to protect you. He wants to lead you. He's interested in your success. If only you can pay attention, just listening. He knows the way. God is not against you. He's for you. If you would know that he's more interested in your success than you are even thinking about, he wants your success more than you want for yourself, you will go after him. You will run after him. You will not even run away from him. You will come more to him if you know that he wants to bless you. Oh, I love that scripture. He said that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Don't let me teach that. We won't go home today. More than you would ask or can even imagine. If you will know this, he will be your best friend. I started fasting and praying. God, help this girl to be the best for me. But when I'm praying for her, my heart will go to another thing. I had another dream. After that, God was trying to rescue me. I had another dream. In that dream, I saw I was by a river. And this girl, she was by this river. She had many children. And all these children, they were like half human being, half snake, half this, half that. And look, she was breastfeeding all of them. And I don't want to describe that now because of children. Praise the Lord. It was totally different from how she looks here. Ah, I said, I just got it. She said, come. Come and join me. She said, this is what I want to turn you into. I just opened my eyes. Father, any devil that want to take her from me, I'm binding Jesus. It's like I was forcing myself. Like I'm fighting against God. God is trying to rescue me. It's a long story. I won't go there because of the word. But eventually, God rescued me. And she eventually caught another pastor and married that pastor. 3 weeks after marriage, that pastor resigned from ministry. Listen. Look, as I'm talking to you now, that he's no more a pastor. If I tell you his life, everybody is trying to rescue him. Every day I say, God, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, where would I have been? Look at me that love God, that enjoy God, that God so much saved. So I would have been a victim now. I don't think I would have been in the ministry. And I would not be here talking to you. I wouldn't be here preaching to you. Do you know God has the best for you? If you know he has the best for you and he knows what is the best, you will say, God, talk to me. God, I want to listen to you. I'll do whatever you say. Some of us are scared. God might tell you what you don't like. Let me tell you. If you know what God tells you is better than what you wanted to do, what God would say to you is far more better than what you even think you want. Look at, look, your senses. Look at. Now, tell me what's behind you. Okay, let me not even go to what's behind you. Tell me what's going on outside now. Okay, tell me what will happen. First thing tomorrow morning when you wake up, who are you going to see? Do you know? Now, the Bible says God knows the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. I would rather follow someone that knows the end from the beginning. Amen? Just checking my time. I would rather follow someone that knows the end from the beginning than me that know nothing. My sheep hear my voice. Go and study how to discern the voice of God and submit yourself to God, that God will be leading you in your daily life, in your business, in your profession, in your ministry. And I tell you, you're going to be the best. You are simply going to be the best in that which you have chosen, or that which God has led you. You are simply going to be the best. And let me bring this to your knowledge again. Our God is a living God. He's not a dead God. He's not like idols. Because he's alive, he has hands. The Bible says God made the earth his footstool. That shows you God has big legs. He just rested on the earth. That's why I'm so confident in him. If you want to touch me, use one leg to kick your head out of my way. Look at it. The Bible says, I will help you with my hand, my right hand of righteousness. Look at it. That's what God has hand. God has hands. Listen. Listen. Now, if God is alive, and if God speaks, if God sees, if God hears, now the Bible, you understand, he's omniscience. He knows everything. Omnipotent. He can do everything. Omnipresent. He's everywhere. Now, if that's my God, what have I got? Why should I be suffering? Why should I be in trouble? That he's everywhere. You know what he says? He said they will gather. He said, but God shall laugh. I love that scripture. I met one deeper life brother one day. His family. I was laughing. He said I was Canada. I was not a Christian. That why should I be laughing that I'm Canada? I said, no, 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 no. He said, no. He said, why should I be laughing? That I should be sober. I said, no, brother, the joy. How do I express my joy? He said, no, you don't laugh too much. I said, okay. I said, if God laughs, why should I not laugh? He said, is that in the Bible? I say, yeah. Can you show me? I say, yeah. I took it to the Bible. I say, even when people gather against me, the first thing God does is to laugh at them. He laughs at their foolishness. He laughs because they don't know how mighty he is. He laughs, he does it because they don't know. He will just say, phew, and they will melt to ashes. The brother busted into laughter. I could see confidence rise in him. Look, I said, God laughs. So I should laugh. I want to join God to laugh. Not foolish laughing. Laughing out of joy. Hearing God's voice. Hearing God's voice. That's how you can prove he's a living God. That he's alive. If your parents are not dead, you talk to them, they talk back to you. That's why we talk to him in prayer. The reason I have confidence to talk to him is because I know he's alive. He hears. But some of you don't pray. If I know God will hear my prayer, I surely will pray. I surely will talk to him. God wants to talk to you. He's interested in those little things you do and those big things you do. And he has the right counsel. He knows the best. He knows what to tell you. He knows how you go about it. Bring him in. Be free to bring him in. Say, God, oh, I don't. If I want to tell you this, I got no time. I'll tell you how God taught me how to cook one soup. Then you say, can God go come down? Look, can God come down even to teaching how to cook soup? I will make it short. I won't give the whole story. I was with a brother. He's an Urobo brother. There's a way he make one kind of soup. Because that's not where I was born. I'm not from that tribe. And he makes it. I like the soup. But that time I was fasting and praying. So he had to go to work in the morning. And he had no time to prepare the soup. So that when I finish my fasting, I can eat. So he kept everything there and left. So while he was going, I was praying. I had burden to pray. I was talking in tongues. Then the head said, why did you stop now? And tell him, bro, what am I going to eat? How are you going to do? You didn't make the soup. Then the Holy Spirit said, my heart, I'll teach you how to do it. Just do what I want you to do. Keep praying. And when I finish my prayer, put this water. Put this one. Put that one. I will listen. After boiling for a while, add this one. Add that one. That was how I finished making the soup. And I ate good food. When this brother came back from work, and he came and tasted us, he said, did any sister come here to cook for you? What am I bringing? Look, you can get close to God, that you know that God is interested in your car. Everything about you. Everything about you. That will make you to be faithful to him. You need to begin to, when the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You need to taste though. The Lord is so good. My sheep, hear my voice. I know them. God knows me. God knows you. Go begin to say, Father, teach me how to hear your voice. I don't want the voice of the devil. I don't want my kind of voice. I want to begin to know how to hear your voice. That's one prayer you're going to pray today. God, teach me. Teach me so that I can know, that I can hear you all the time. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, and they follow me. Following the Lord. Following the Lord. Every day, obeying the word of God. Obeying the scripture. Just do what the scripture say. How do I follow the Lord? Just do what the scripture say. Because the word of God is there. Just do what the scripture say. And every time when you're doing something, check with the scripture. Is this in line with the scripture? Every time you want to do something, check with the scripture. Now, if you look at the opposite says, and the devil is telling you something wrong, say, like Jesus said, it is written, you shall not lust after a woman. Check with the scripture. Every idea you have, let it be in line with the scripture. Praise the Lord. When you check with the scripture, God will be fond of you. God will be fond of you. Say, look, I love the way you enjoy my word. I love the way you enjoy my word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because of time, let's just rush through. Verse 28. Let's look at verse 28 and verse 29. He said, and I give unto them eternal life. Wow. Now, God says to you, his sheep, You will live forever. You will live forever. Now, what kind of life is this? That's why we say Christians don't die, they sleep. Listen, when you give your life to Jesus, you become his sheep. He gives you the life of God, the life that is forever. God is living forever. And his eternal life is full of joy, peace, and power in the Holy Ghost. Now, power, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. Now, with that life in you, which is Christ in you, when others die, they go to hell. When you sleep, there will be a separation between your body and your soul spirit. Your soul spirit goes home. It goes to heaven. And it's going to be with God forever and ever. That's not death. That's not death. That's why we used to sing this song. We don't sing it anymore. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. My treasures are laid all somewhere beyond the blue. When you have this understanding, death will not be snaring you at your face. Death will not be frightening you, because you know when I finish my task here, I'm moving on. Tell somebody, one day I move on. Praise the Lord. You will not be afraid of death. You will not be afraid of death. You know why many people are so scared? They don't know where they're going when they die. They're so scared, they don't know where they're going when they die. When I die, where am I going? If you know that alcoholism will lead you to hell, brother, then say, I was tempted. You tell a spirit of alcohol, anytime he tells you, drink this alcohol, say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. If he says, smoke this cigarette, don't cut my life short. You spirit of tobacco, I bind you in the name of Jesus, get behind me. Not the one you go and hide in the corner. You're cutting your life short. Rebuke that spirit. Every spirit that brings temptation to you, rebuke that spirit. Because that's what Jesus did. When that idea come to do something wrong, say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get behind me. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't mess me up. You're a sister. A brother just come around and try to play around you and play with all the good things God has put in you. But say, brother, stop. Don't do that to me. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You will hear the Holy Ghost in your heart rejoice and say, yes, yes, I'll find you the right person. And you let him. He begin to play around with you. He start with his head. You're smiling. He hit you behind. You're smiling. Then he touch you. Then you're smiling. You're smiling. He's going on. Everything before you know. Stop him. Say, stop. Why? This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't defy this body. And he said, but after all, do you know if we are going to marry? The Bible says, marriage is honorable in all, but the bed on the fire. Say, brother, I don't want to defile the bed. But how will I know you? Okay, come to the church. You want to know me? Come to the church. I won't marry you again. And I want to threaten you. You want to frighten you so that you saw me. Say, listen. If that's what you want before you marry me, let me tell you, God got somebody special for me. Don't let anybody scare you. Honor God and he will honor you. Say, God got someone special. He's on his way. You will see. He will say, I'm sorry. He will tell you, I'm sorry. He might go away with anger. You've got your honor. Give Jesus praise. 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 You have eternal life. You have eternal life. You're not going to mess with it. I don't want to lose my eternal life because of what? I want to hold it. I love Job. Job said, my righteousness I've held fast. I will not let it go. Even in the midst of trial and temptation. He said, my righteousness, I'm holding it. I'm holding it. I won't let it go from me. Tell somebody, I hold my righteousness. I will not let it go from me. I will not sell it. I'm not Esau. I can sell my birthright. He sold his for just one meal. Many people lose faith just for one thing. You sell your righteousness because you want to hold a man, because you want to get a woman. Because you, I mean, look, the devil is tempting you. And some people say, yeah, it's because I'm human. It's not because you are human. God cannot tell you to do what he knows you cannot do. The Bible simply says, be ye holy as the Lord your God is holy. So if God knows you can't be holy, he won't ask you to be holy. God can never tell us to do what he knows we can't do. Don't let any pastor deceive you and say, well, it's okay, God understands. It's okay, God understands you're human. He's preparing you for hell, brother. He's deceiving you. He's deceiving you. God knows you're human. God knows you're human. God knew Peter was human. He knew Paul was human. All those disciples, we didn't know human like you. Tell yourself, I'll make it. In the name of Jesus, I will make it. I am determined. God is with me. I'll get to where I'm going. Because God is leading me. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Ah, I give them eternal life. Now let's go further. Now look at this. Verse 28. Says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hands. Out of my Father's hand. Now look at, where are you? Everybody stretch forth your two beautiful hands. Where are you? I'm in God's hand. Say, Pastor Solomon, where are you? I'm in God's hand. No devil can pluck you. If you don't know where you are, you don't know who you are. The Bible says my people are disciples because of lack of knowledge. Let me tell you. Why you see the devil, the Bible says the thief, come to steal, to kill and destroy. You know that. Now the devil can destroy a believer who lacks the right knowledge of God. Listen. The devil can destroy a believer. That's why God said, my people are destroyed. Because of what? Lack of knowledge. When you have the right knowledge, the devil, when he sees you applying that knowledge, apply, and what knowledge? The knowledge of the revelation of the scripture. Because you can have the scripture, but you don't have the revelation. When you have the knowledge of the revelation of the scripture, the devil will be scared of you. Because the word of God, the Bible says, quick and powerful, is sharper than two-edged sword. You know when Jesus said, it is written, you are releasing a sword. When you say, it is written, you are releasing a sword in the spirit. When you say, the Bible says, you are releasing a sword. That's why when you are teaching on spiritual warfare, one of the weapons of our warfare is the word of God. When you release that word, for you it's just a word. In the spirit, it's a sword. You have sliced up some demons. You have destroyed plans of the enemy. When you say it is written. So cover yourself with the word of God. Wrap up yourself with the word of God. Let your thoughts, your ideas, everything be in line with the word of God. Look at what God says. Say, you are in my hand. Say, you are in my hand. You know, that's to show how close you are to God. Just that you don't acknowledge this. You're very close. Can somebody put something? Okay, brother, come. Let's do it together. Get something in your hand and come. Just get something that can be. Yeah. Come on. Now, your two hands like this open. First, the congregation. This is how you are. Are you all saying this? This is how you are in God's hand. The Bible says you are engraving in the palm of his hand. So his eyes behold you day and night. Understand this. Are you sleeping? His eyes are watching. I can take you to the book of Peter. When Peter was talking about prayer, he said, God's ears are open to the prayer of his people. Say, and his face watches over them. This is how it is. The day you got saved, the day you gave your life to Jesus, you were taken and planted and established and rooted in the hand of God. He admires you. Give Jesus praise for that. How many of you see your children and smile? Oh, I see some of you, like in America, don't they call their children, honey, honey, how you doing today? Hi, Daddy, I'm doing good. America, say, I'm doing good. How was school today? Good. He admires you. He admires you. This is mine. You are his. This is mine. Now, God says, no one can pluck you. Now, look at the meaning of the word pluck. Now, for you to pluck something, then that tells you how that thing is so engraving. Fist, rooted to something. Before you can pluck, he didn't say nobody can take. That's why I love King James Version. You need to have one. Then you cannot have the other Bible to compare. Now, look at this. He said, no one can pluck you out of my Father's hand, because my Father is greater than all. Who is pursuing you? Your God is greater than that person. Who is after you? God is greater. Now, hey brother, this is yours, it's not mine. I'm going to try to pluck it. Let me see if you're just going to let me have it. Give Jesus praise for that. I'm going to try. I'm going to try. What is happening? He protects you. He holds you. He holds you. Then he fights for you. You're going to try to defend. Because I want to grab this thing. So you need to fight now. You need to. But don't hurt me, brother. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try. You push me back. Okay. Now this is what the devil does. He knows he can get you. Then you know what he does? He's going to lie to you. Let me check up my time. Okay, let's take God some little bit. Listen, he's going to lie to you. You know what he does? If you ever live in a village in Africa, if you have ever lived in a village and you happen to be one of those who set traps to catch those rabbits or whatever, if you ever, some of you didn't have that good opportunity. Praise the Lord. Now listen. When you want to set a trap, you first of all trace the path that animal goes through. Then you dig into the ground and put the trap and cover it and make it look good and put some very, yes, those things like corn, roasted, that can get the animal anywhere. The animal will be crazy after it. Just put it. And then in the night when he gets out, he's hungry, want to eat food. Then he hears that thing, we're crazy. Crazy because he's hungry. He want to grab it. And then he sees it. Oh, good food. Nice place to relax. And then the animal sees and want to eat suddenly. That's how the devil traps believers. It's not because the devil is stronger than you. Okay, I know where you are. I'm going to try. I know I can't force you. I got no power to take you from God. But I'm going to try to make you offend God so he drops you. Somebody hearing me? Somebody hearing what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to make you hurt God because I know what God hates. God hates sin because he's holy. Therefore, I'm going to make you offend him and do something he doesn't like. Then there will be an opening for me to attack you. Because I know I can get you. Then he looks for what you like. He looks for, where is that your weakness? Are you the one that can see a lady without looking twice? Are you the one that, praise the Lord. Are you the one that when you see money, you want to find a way to steal it? Are you the one that always want to defend yourself and then you try to lie? Are you the one? Okay, let's look for, okay. Oh yeah, I see this man. First of all, let me see. Okay, he never sees ladies. He never sees men. I is always. Okay, I'm going to trap you. I'm going to send one of my faithful Delilahs. I'm going to look for someone that's going to get you now. Hey, you're faithful. I'm not going to force you. Then one day, you're just passing. You're hardworking. You see somebody just pass. Bang, 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 bang. And then you hear one whisper. The voice you hear doesn't come from inside. because he doesn't live inside. The devil does not live inside. Don't ever think the devil is inside. All those things that comes to your mind, they come from outside. Praise the Lord. And then he tells you, what about this one? Then you turn and look. She's okay. Don't you think so? Is she not okay? Anyway, I need to face my business. He tells you, come on. Such a man like you. Hey, look again. Has she gone? And then the person turns, look at the front, and looks at the back. Now, you give attention. Now, the thing is playing on your mind. At that time, you have not seen yet. But now you begin to entertain it. Then the devil says, come on, just once. Just once. Just once. Don't go and understand you're human. You know what the devil wants? He wants to take you from this hand. He wants to take you. He wants you to miss your destiny. He wants that all those blessings, all those revelations, all those things God has promised you, all those things that have been prophesied, he wants you to lose everything just by this one meal. And then you start going and going, and the Holy Spirit tells you, no, 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 no. And then the person falls. Then the devil grabs hold. You know, after the devil has succeeded, you know what he does? He turns around to condemn. See, you say you are a Christian. You said you are a Christian. Look at what you have done. You say you are a Christian. You are a Christian. Okay. Condemn person. Bogun condemn person. It takes a bell. Bogun condemn person. Condemn person. Condemn person. Who condemns? He is the one that condemns. Yes, sir. He is the one that will keep condemning you. That is his mission. Tell yourself, I'm never, never, never going to let the devil get me down. I'm going to stay in God's arms. I won't let him pluck me. I won't let him pluck me. I am established in his hand. I am established in the kingdom of God. I am a bona fide member of God's big family. Satan, you can't take me. In Jesus' name. Thank you for helping me, my brother. My father is greater than the devil who wants to take me and destroy me. Your God is greater. You God, eternal life, life everlasting. That's what you receive when you got saved. That's what you've got. You are in God's hand. That's where you are. Then somebody say, there are some kind of demons that operate in level 999. Oh, we don't have time, brethren. I'm going to preach somewhere. I need to go. Look. Look. I like one of my little girls here who say, Yuko. He said, Pastor, Yuko, you got this thing. Yuko. Look. Look. And see where you are. If you are in God's hand, if you have come to this understanding, God and the devil, who lives in the highest? Have you heard Hosanna in the highest? Yes, sir. After God, who else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if they operate from level 999, they are still operating under your feet. I need to teach you about the spiritual mystery of the resurrection of Jesus and where the Bible says, and we rose together with him far above principalities and powers. Is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual. I like to say like if a man. Nah, it's a spiritual thing. No. this one your pastor is talking about. Nah, this is a spiritual thing. It's not something you can just understand from Onisha Market. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a spiritual thing. Where you and I operate from is too high. It's higher than where the devil. Who is the highest demon? Lucifer. Where is he? Under. Give Jesus praise.
Hallelujah.
is one very fast moving song that I, Holy Ghost, gave me one day I taught at church. You know, who dance and dance and dance and dance with that song. His song says, nobody can change my life because I'm already changed by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me. That song was taken from this, the understanding of this scripture. It's a fast moving song. We need people to beat drum. We need people. It's a song of celebration. It's a song to shame the devil. It's a song to overcome temptation. It's a song to tell you, look, you have already been transformed. The Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ. Though you still see Pastor Solomon, he's not the one you are seeing. He said, Christ, the life that I now live. Go and look for that. Galatians. Assignment for you. You want to hear that song? I still got 6 minutes. You want to hear that song? Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Listen. Satan, Satan, you are defeated. Hey, 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 hey. Satan, Satan, you are defeated. Ho, 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 ho. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
Nobody can change my life because I'm already changed.
Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
Nobody can change my life because I'm already changed.
By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
Come on. By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
Hey, nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed.
By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
By the power of the Lord, nobody can change me.
Satan, you have been defeated. You can never rise. I have been lifted. I am sitting in the right hand of the Father. I am right in the hand of my God. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me. Nobody can change my life just because I'm already changed
by the power of the Lord. Nobody can change me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey. What else can I celebrate if not Jesus? What else can I celebrate if not Jesus? I'm going to use the next 3 minutes to pray with you. I want us to celebrate this revelation that we are his sheep. We have rights and access to hear his voice. We just need to follow him daily. And live the life according to the word of God. And understand that he has given us eternal life. And we are grieving in his palm. We are established and rooted right there. And no power on earth. Nobody can pluck us. Because the God who holds us in his hands is far greater than all that are against us. I just want you to, in that mood, let the Holy Ghost confirm this by blessing you at this moment.
Jesus. Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. Wherever I go, I'll see glory revealed. That I might see you in your mind. Stretch forth your hand everywhere. Shente skopo kala pashada. Shente po kopala kapate satala badasa. Lete pe te ke shekale basuda. I come against every spirit of condemnation in the life of these precious people. You condemner, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. You accuser, I accuse you in the name of Jesus. You that accuses them day and night, today I bind you. I command you, get out of these people. In the name of Jesus. Father, let there be deeper revelation of your person to each and every one of them every day. Let your anointing run through their body, from their head to their toe. In the name of Jesus, I release breakthrough into your spiritual lives. That struggle, you struggle to stand for God, from today have victory. Victory over that oppress you, that give you struggle, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. From today, the word of God becomes your food, your spiritual food. And God helps you to apply it. And then God will confirm that word in your life with signs and wonders. From today, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Give thanks to God, everybody. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We praise you. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.